This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take them out.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
I feel alive right now. I do. It's not a payday Friday. It's not a 50 Cent Friday. It's a Mac Dre Friday today as we celebrate the 20-year anniversary of his passing and the impact he's had on the Bay Area. You know, sense a theme for Spadoni on all our rejoins here. But good morning to everybody out there getting off their graveyard shift. All the teachers, all the cops, all the kids getting ready for SI, Sacred Heart, to Bruce Mahoney game today at Keysar Stadium, 5 o'clock. Are you going out there, Shasky?
Nope. Got some stuff going on.
Oh, man. You got to go to Keysar,
but I hear
you.
Tomorrow we got Reardon Serra. I'm going to be out
Reardon
there.
Reardon Serra, yeah. That's
for
a big
the
game.
Alumni thing. Our friend, I think Anthony Garcia is doing some emceeing out there.
Is he? Wow. Yeah, did he get the job out there, Reardon? How did he go to you? Did he go to Reardon?
I'm doing a thing later on this year. I can't do all the events, you know? Anthony, get your
money.
Yeah,
get
have
your
some buddy. Fun. I don't know about money, but I would just say, you know, have fun.
We got Warriors or Rockets tomorrow, so I wanted to go to that Reardon game, Reardon against Serra. My guy Darius Bell calling the plays for Serra High School. Love me some D. Bell. He went to Reardon, by the way, Darius Bell, of course.
And then with the city. Were a big connection.
Dude, they were sick. Yeah. They had a game on a Friday night. They were wearing all black uniforms at Reardon. Mm-hmm. At Keysar, it gets SI. And Darius Bell and Cannon were just boom, boom, deep bombs, deep shots. I was like, wow, who is this guy? Then he came to city. We became great friends. So saw him on the field after Serra lost to I actually saw him when they played St. John Bosco and then when they played SI in the Sunset. But Darius is a good friend, man. I love Darius. Glad he's doing his thing down there at Sauer High School. So a lot of good high school football out there. De La Salle's rolling right now. Rolling. I mean, they might be on a collision course for a matter of day. We'll see about that. But good morning, everybody out there. Hopefully you're having a good Friday so far. Shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. All right, 888-957-9570. We're going to do a lot of things here. 815 shameless shout-outs. 815 shameless shout-outs. We're going to do that. Big Cat, Big Facts, 845. Friday Flush, 905. And in Four Down Territory at 930. But right now, 888-957-9570. Line them up. Deal or no deal. You want Giannis, or do you not want Giannis? And explain yourself on why you wouldn't want Giannis. 888-957-9570. Line them up right now. Deal or no deal. Do you want Giannis? And I'm kind of with the Warrior fans right now. That we've read so far, there's been a loud minority here. They don't want Giannis. They want to play the court. They want to see this thing through. I'm kind of with them. I want to see it through too. I like this roster right now. Do we need to go big game hunting right now? Don't you want to just sell mortgage and future for Giannis right now? Is that guaranteeing us a championship? I don't know. I don't know about that.
In honor of All Saints Day, as a kid who went to St. Gabriel's, let me blast the trumpet very loud for you, okay, as the St. Gabriel did. You sound crazy. It's Giannis Antetokounmpo, okay? I like the young guys too, and I'm not sitting here trying to make hypothetical, mythical trades to get rid of everyone, but if Giannis can find his way to Golden State, you kind of feel obligated to do whatever you have to do to bring Giannis, a multi-time All-Star.
I hear you.
Who, like, obviously, we know he's been injured and all those things. Like, I get all that. There are less risks in acquiring Giannis than there ever were with swinging a deal for Andrew Wiggins. You know, like, when a guy of his caliber wants to come to you, and you have a superstar like Steph Curry, who probably wants to play with him and has been flirting with him publicly and privately for quite some time in terms of joining up. Come on. Come on. We sound crazy. Like, take a step back. Tell the rest of the Western Conference, yeah, the Warriors said no to Giannis. They would laugh at us.
They wouldn't say no to Giannis. That's the thing. but we're not making the deal. Lakin would make the deal. And we'd all live with it. We would. But right now, is it this fun? We can't just preach, man, this is fun. This is new. This is fresh. Wow, look at Buddy. Look at Wiggins. Look at Kuminga. Look at Pods. And then all of a sudden, we want to dump on these guys? I don't know. Let's go to Jonathan in San Francisco. Jonathan, you're a big Warrior fan. You're rational. You're logical. Come on, Jonathan. What would you do here? Deal or no deal?
No deal, bro. I'd rather stay pat, stay on course, stay organic. I'd rather win with guys in the draft pick, finds like Yields and Waters, you know, guys that didn't pan out. And now they're blooming like wildflowers. I'd rather win with those. Remember 22? How sweet was 22? Winning with Wiggins, winning with a guy who nobody likes. Mm. I'd rather win like that. And also, bro, if this pans out really good, they're going to be in hunt for a lot of years. You know, going after Giannis and trading for the, you know, trading away the farm, that might guarantee you one. Maybe one, right? And after that, what do? You find another batch of guys? It's hard to find players, bro. They already found their dudes.
What if so I told you that Steph Curry is a one of one?
So much sweeter.
But what if I told you that Steph Curry is a one of one and the chances of having a player like that, you know, is almost never going to happen again for the Golden State Warriors. And so you kind of owe it to yourself to do whatever you can to get the fifth.
No, but even bringing in Giannis is not going to be a guarantee. Look at what's happening with them. They brought in Lillard, and it's not working.
Steph's
it's not
way guaranteed. Better than Lillard.
We're already seeing, you know, what is very good, and it could be great. It could be great.
Jonathan. Hey,
what weighs more?
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm agreeing with you. It's good to hear from you, Jonathan. And look at this, 415 Comcast Business Sex Line. Nope, I like this group. We just need a big that can handle the insight with the better teams. Just like they laughed at us when we passed on Kevin Love, who is a superstar.
Kevin Love.
510, Giannis ain't the superstar that works for the Warriors. The Suns, 415. Suns traded all their core away for KD. They haven't sniffed the NBA Finals.
Kevin Love, who had never... Had he even been in the playoffs with Minnesota?
No, he wasn't, but he was considered a star at the time.
Okay, but there's a big difference.
He was.
There's a bit, like, if we're going top of the mark is a Giannis, right? Okay. That's top of the mark. How many elevator floors down before I get to Timberwolves Kevin Love? Come on, people.
He was a hot commodity back then. He was a hot commodity. And they wanted a lot. And Jerry West and Bob Myers stepped in. No deal.
He was a 2020 machine.
He was a machine. 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 Now, there's a lot of people who say, hey, look, we got a deal for Giannis. 408. Deal for Giannis. As long as we keep Curry, Dre, Looney, and Buddy Hield. That's a hell of a five right there. You guys are high. Giannis might be a top 10 player of all time when it's all said and done. Come on, bro. Wouldn't you trade for him? He ain't no top 10 player of all time.
Well, I don't know about
that. When
it's
all said and done, he ain't cracking no top 10.
I wouldn't say that, but he's one of the greatest players of this generation. It's like you can't even argue it, right?
707. Give me some Giannis all day, every day.
I mean, this feels, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills when I hear people saying, like, nah, especially knowing, like, it'd be one thing of like, hey, Kuminga's contract's like 2 or 3 years down the road. I get a little runway. Like, I got to make a decision in 65 games, 75 games. Like, do I want to give this guy $40 million a year? Now, things could change, like the stock market. I could pivot. But as of today, I'm sorry. Like, I'm taking Giannis.
Joe in the 818. Joe, what's the price for Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Well, you know, that's a tough one. And you guys, I wonder if you agree on this. You know, you're going to have to give up the moon, the sun and the stars for him, young players, draft picks. And that's a good thing. He's a good thing. I don't know. He does once in a while have a little injury problem. That's tough. You know, when you look at the team right now, they're so young and they've got such great young players. You wonder, do you go for Giannis or do you say, hey, we've got 25, 26, 20, we got all these draft picks coming at us and you got a lot of young players so you can actually look for a big man in the draft. So I don't know, maybe they should get a serviceable. I know it's tough trying to find a big man that can play you know, 10, 15 minutes a game to add to the big guys we've got. What do you guys think?
Well, so, I think that this team lost in the play-in game last year, and I think they need to do everything they can to catapult themselves into an upper echelon Western Conference team. And this is the kind of move that does it.
Some would say they're already there, Shasky. Some believe they're already there.
So a couple of wins. I just want to make sure we're clear here.
Listen.
So a couple of wins against the Blazers, against the Jazz, and the Pelicans has you saying that they are already there.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying people feel like that. I'm not saying it at all. And don't do that
saying?
Because you, Mr. Oh, I'm having so much fun. We may have something
but
here.
We might have something, but there's a big difference between we might have something.
Shout out to my guy, Brad, Warriors Huddle.
Uh-huh.
He goes, Bonte. That unnamed player who told you they're going to win 50 games, I'm starting to drink that Kool-Aid.
Okay.
And I think a lot of people are starting to drink that Kool-Aid. What if they are a top four team right now? They could be in the West. Denver's not the same team.
Who's guarding Jokic?
Denver's not the same team.
I know Giannis can for stretches.
Jokic is going to, hey, Denver has had to go to overtime to beat the Raptors and the Brooklyn Nets.
Okay.
And their bench is thin. Warriors are running 12 deep, going up and down, letting it fly. Right, Spadone? You can't look. Spadone's feeling
but 12,
me. Listen,
12 deep is not realistic. That's not a real rotation. Like, eventually that's going to get tapered down.
We'll see.
We have to. No, but like.
I've seen Steve Kerr play 10 guys in the first quarter of an NBA Finals game. You want to dare him? Not to do this?
We'll see.
You would agree with me. You would agree with me, Bonte, that a 12-man rotation is not sustainable for the long run, right? Like, we could be reasonable.
You want roles. You want roles. Listen. One texter, 510. Give us the Greek Freak. If we passed on him, this will be like the Niners passing on Tom Brady.
I kind of feel him on that.
This is the same Bonte would trade the farm for a rental Shohei Ohtani last year. Come on, bro. What the difference is,
what?
The Warriors' farm system is a lot better than whatever the Giants' farm system was. The Giants had no farm. So, yeah, trade everybody. Clean house for Shohei. Josh on 580. Let's get to Josh on 580. And then we'll get to Shameless shout-outs. Line them up, 888-957-9570. What's up, Josh?
My guys, happy Friday to y'all, man. Trade everything for Giannis immediately. You know why? Because it's like, once you get that, we always talk about, do players want to come to the Bay Area? Do they want to come to San Francisco? Yada, yada. They will if it's Steph and Giannis. Get the bargain, you're going to get all the vet mids, you're going to get a bunch of role players that want to come and play with those two guys for the next 4 or 5 years. That's got 4 or 5 years on them. You get Giannis, you're going to get everybody. Buddy will take a cheaper contract. You keep him. If you got to give up Wiggins, Kuminga, 2, 3, 4 first-round picks, it doesn't matter because Giannis is the future. You don't need picks when you have Giannis, right? He is the future. You can then get other people to come play if you have Steph for 4 or 5 years. So, you know, I thought about this 2 years ago before he signed his big contract. I thought he was going to do it. You know, he signed the contract, great, but they're not winning. And, you know, Doc Rivers is not a good coach, so they're not going to win. So he might as well come on, make his way over, baby. Yeah, let's go. I'm kind of excited about this, you know.
What side are you on? Don't worry, I'm on the side of the Warriors winning games. That's the side I'm on. So however they win games,
so
I'm with it.
Pendulum Hill.
No, I'm not. I like my young guys. I told you, the unnamed player told me 50 wins. I said, yeah, I'm with you. I'm riding with you. I'll ride with him.
Okay, so I'm asking you right now to make a definitive yay or nay. If a Giannis deal is on the table, are you in or out? I'm not saying who to trade. I'm not going to just. Listen, are you in or out? I want you to tell me.
I'm in on the process of Mike Dunleavy making the right moves to help the Warriors win games.
What does that even
number
mean?
Mr. Stand on Business.
Are you going to stand on business?
I'm standing on the Warriors winning games. Whatever it takes to win games and win championships, I'm all for it. And that's the vision of Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy. If they believe Giannis can help them win a championship, then so be it. If they believe that they don't need a Giannis, I'm with them. I like what I'm seeing right now. Listen to this. 415, ask me again after this 5-game road trip. So I'll give you a hypothetical. What if they went 4-1 on this road trip? What if they went 4-1?
Great.
How are we going to be feeling?
I still want Giannis. Because like, you know, that point about Tom Brady's a great one. Like, when the great players want to come to you got it. You got to do it. I mean, like, I'm not saying you do it no matter what. You trade everything. But if, like, if there's even a reasonable opportunity to bring a guy like Giannis in, you have to explore it. And you have to do
it. I'm not a GM, even though I'd love to be one.
Exactly, BPA. Listen, I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing? We're going to give Kuminga $38 to $42 million.
Kuminga might be that dude. Kuminga might be that dude. And if he's only 22 years old. Look what he's doing. Real quick. I say no to Giannis. 925. I say no to Giannis. This is the first time in a while we have depth. I would not sacrifice what we have for one superstar. That's from the 925. Now, 510, play that Mike Singletary job. I want winners.
Exactly.
One ring in 10 years ain't it. this is awesome. This is awesome. 510. How about this? Some basketball X's and O's here. Giannis, don't know. He can't shoot. Does collapse defensive for 3-point shooters. Can he play center?
Okay. They're playing lineups with Kuminga, TJD, and Draymond, and none of them can shoot. What are we doing?
707.
What are we doing?
707. If they go 4-1 after this road trip, we stay the course.
This is what will happen. The second they get Giannis, and Spadoni, I'm looking at you right now. The second the deal goes through, and if it does ever happen, Bonte will walk in on the morning roast at 6:06. He'll say, what I'm saying is, and I know Shasky believes in me, is that I think the Warriors could go on a deep run.
This we're saying out loud, Shasky and I, that we both believe this team can make a deep run to the playoffs.
Absolutely. That's what Shasky, we will both be saying Shasky, in our Greek freak jerseys given to us by the great Raymond Ritter.
Shasky, who's to say?
I could take one.
Who's to say I don't believe that right now?
Well, I don't know what you believe. Humpty, get off the fence and let me know. Are you in or out?
As a member of the Warriors pre- and post-game show, I plead the fifth. I'm all for winning. Whatever it takes to win. So if it's Giannis, great. If it's not Giannis, awesome. I did say I take Embiid over Giannis. I think Embiid's a better player, more skillful player.
I'm not
player.
Touching Embiid. You want to talk about being injured.
Well, yeah, but he's injured.
I was going to get into that with Giannis real quick. So last year he played in all of the games that he was available for. Started all. They says 73 here. I don't know why it says 70. Or no. He didn't actually play all of them. Check that. 73. And then prior to that, 63. 67, 61.
More than Draymond.
63. But I'm just, track record.
You know?
Injury report. He'd be a feature.
He'd be a feature.
Yeah, Boxer and Gerson.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I think that anyone calling in saying that they're not taking Giannis sounds completely crazy. We had three calls. Bring the state
we
wars
had three calls.
Back. We need some stuff. Are we in the Arkham Asylum? What is
Carter,
going on here?
Carter, you're a diehard Warrior fan. What are you doing?
This sounds insane.
There's no question. I'm trading anything and everything and going to get Giannis. It changes the Warriors completely. They are immediately in championship contention.
Sorry to cut you off. You guys are enamored by names too much. Let's just sit back and assess the situation.
Bradley Beal, who's won nothing, who's done nothing.
Well, everybody
that's a
wanted,
name.
Every lot of people
want
wanted Bradley
did I
Beal.
Want him?
I don't know what the hell you wanted.
I didn't
you,
want
you vote back and forth every single day. You call you're the president of the Pivot Don't Panic movement.
Exactly.
So I don't know what the hell you want on even given
day. There's stars, then there's all-stars, there's superstars, and then there's face of the league. You know what I mean? And we're talking about a face of the league, one of the best players that maybe we'll play in our lifetime.
Right? It's like you're at the top of the mark. You're overlooking the entire downtown. I mean, you're in the top. That's where Giannis is, all right? Him and Steph are up there. There's a couple of other guys up there. LeBron, whatever. Maybe I'll let Luka up into that room, right? Jokic is clearly in that room. And then you go down about 12 levels, and then you get to, like, whatever Minnesota Timberwolves Kevin Love was, or a couple floors below that, you got Bradley Beal making a ton of money. Like, come on. Like, right, Carter? Like, there's levels to this.
Wait till Spadoni grabs his one cut. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. 888-957-9570. Deal or no deal? Are you willing to mortgage a future for Giannis Antetokounmpo? 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. 5-0 Warrior fans that say they don't want Giannis are okay with being marginal and not winning anything. Imagine the Heat saying no to LeBron in 2010. 5-0 I would trade Ponte to Milwaukee pregame for Giannis.
What? That's not
and you
fair.
Know what? I'd trade myself to Milwaukee if I knew the Warrior. Milwaukee is a great town. Great brats. I'm not a beer guy, but I do love me some cheese.
Ponte, the second Giannis comes to the Warriors, you know you're going to be like, babe, clear June. We're going to be working.
And you know what?
Cancel the trips.
No,
well,
no,
the
no.
European extravaganza will be featuring the Greek islands of Mykonos, Greece, Santorini.
I'm going to Greece.
Hey, babe, how does Abu Dhabi sound for 2 weeks?
How does Abu Dhabi sound?
202, a Comcast business text line. Giannis and Draymond defensively is the best front court in the game.
That's what
there's
I'm saying.
No doubt about that.
That's a lockdown.
There's no doubt
Come
about
on.
That.
You're like, a, there's I don't know, no. the spacing as I'm watching it, like the three guys just throw bricks up, okay, who can't dribble and shoot. Like, give me a break.
Oh, man.
Come on.
Hey, by the way, a little birdie told me back on ESPN 1320.
What's that?
KC and D-Lo are petrified of the Warriors getting Giannis.
Are they? I love how you're always monitoring what's going on. Oh,
I monitor everything, buddy. I got binoculars everywhere. I may not tweet as much, but the binoculars are out.
So does Giannis own Sabonis, or does Sabonis own Giannis?
Because
there's
there,
like some odd Anthony Davis Sabonis.
Yeah,
style.
Like Anthony Davis like never beat Sabonis up until right. last week or whenever it happened, and that really upset Kyle Draper.
So Spadoni, he would have set this up here. What did I just send you? I just sent you something here.
So this is from Bonta Hill. You sent me this interview you had in the locker room last time. This was back in 2020, actually January 8th,
2020.
Oh, before everything shut down.
Correct. So this was during that season, it was Greek Heritage Night that night, Bonta Hill, and you had a little back and forth with one Giannis Antetokounmpo in the locker room. Let's take a listen.
Giannis, it was Greek Heritage Night here at Chase Center, and I don't know if you read the internet or newspapers around here, but a lot of people out here obviously want you, a lot of Warrior fans with Giannis jerseys. What did you think about the reception, and what do you think about all the noise here?
It was awesome. It was awesome. I had the chance a little bit in the half. I saw them dancing and playing Greek music, and it was nice. It was nice. It was nice to have Greek fans out there, you know, supporting the Bucks, supporting me and my brother. Yeah, as I said, it's always nice to have them around.
What do you think about some Warrior fans basically having your jersey, your name on Warrior uniforms? What do you think about all that noise?
I didn't see that.
You see none of that?
No, I didn't see that.
They had a couple out there. What do you think about that?
Just wanted to question.
What the hell?
No.
By the way, I mean, hey, I need you to move over. That's the narcissist seat. That's what I would say immediately when I got to the Warriors. Everyone's going to have to move around. One of you's going to have to get in the back row. Yep.
Hey, Gee, move out of the way.
Hey, Gee.
Don't you disrespect Gee Santos on this show.
Oh, my goodness.
That's my guy. But I'm looking at the comments here in this tweet. Bayshon, our boy Bayshon.
Yeah,
salute to Bonta Hill. Sam SP and Hardy, Bonta Myers, our boy Sheev, Warriors World, legend. My boy Juice, he knew the question before you asked it.
Yeah, he's ready. They have been flirting for 5 years. This is obvious.
Andy and Sam ruined the dynasty, and Bonta Hill is bringing it back for the love of the game. My boy Jason Jones, you got media members out here tampering. What's coming up is your phone calls. Shameless shout outs on the other side. Line them up during the break. 888-957-9570. Seriously, let's get the shameless shout outs in. Shameless shout outs. I want your shout outs here. Shout out whoever you want. This is how it works. Your local liquor store, your Halloween experience. You want to shout out your baby mama, your baby daddy, your wife, your husband, whatever you want to do. Shameless shout outs on the other side, and we'll get right back to your phone calls. 888-957-9570. That's coming up, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit the friendly expert technicians at your local Valvoline Instant Oil Change to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and much, much more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com.
Morning Roast is live on YouTube right now. Take it away, Bonte.
All right, Steph, I'm in a goody mood, man. I'm in a real good mood. 5-game road trip. I'm fired up about my Warriors. I'm fired up about the Niners and where they're at. We get to sit back and watch the rest of the landscape. Rams and Seahawks, Lions and Packers. Binocular Bonte will be out in full force this weekend. Penn State, Ohio State, 9 in the morning. Happy Valley. Inject it all into my veins. But right now, we're talking Dubs. We're going to get back to the Dubs in just a second. In just a second, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's do it, baby. Let's get to shameless shout outs.
It's Friday.
Yeah, I'm a shameless, horrible human being.
Your chance to shamelessly shout out whoever or whatever you want.
I need to shout out somebody. I forget their names.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
They would know who I am if they're listening.
It's time for shameless shout-outs on the Morning Roast.
You know you make me wanna.
I got a shout out to the Bay FC heading into the last weekend of the regular season in the National Women's Soccer League. A win this weekend against the Houston Dash will break the record with 11 wins. Making history is on the line here for Bay FC. And it's the last regular season game, and the playoffs are on the line, Chasky. Three clubs, Bay FC, the Portland Thorns, and Racing Louisville will duke it out for the final two playoff spots this weekend. Bay FC is currently eighth in the standings, sits 3 points behind, 3 points ahead of number nine, Louisville, allowing both to clinch spots. The Thorns and Bay FC, they could clinch spots with a win or a draw. If Portland and Bay walk with at least a point each, the postseason lineup will be set. Should one or both teams lose, then it's all going to come down to Sunday's regular season finale between Louisville and San Diego. So Bay FC, an expansion team, can make history with the win and go to the playoffs. Shout out to Bay FC, baby. Let's go.
All right. I want to give a special shout out. Fizz and peace to Mac Dre, Andre Hicks. I remember where I was 20 years ago when I got the news in Seamus's basement after a crazy night that Mac Dre had passed away. I couldn't believe it. It was one of the most incredible things. And when I think about the legacy, there's the music out legacy, which is obviously really deep, and being an independent artist and selling where he sold and how many albums he sold and the amount of work that he had put in. I mean, almost like Tupac, I'm still hearing new Mac Dre stuff. But to me, it's what he symbolized, which was bringing people together from all different economic backgrounds, ethnicities, communities, areas, and making party music that everyone could dance to. It's part of the culture. It's baked into it. Yep. It's its own Bay Area thing. I know there's been a lot of different artists that have ripped off things from him over time, but I think it's all out of respect to his impact. And I think about just everything that we know about our culture that is currently in place. He is one of the founding fathers of Bay Area culture. So I miss the guy dearly. I wish he would have been around right now in this internet age with TikTok. I mean, the guy would have been 50 million times more popular now than ever before. Fizz in peace, Mac Dre, one of the great influences in my life on just how to treat people.
There it is. There it is. Let's go to the calls here. Let's start off with our main man, RJ Fairfield. Shout out to those Kings, RJ. What's up, baby?
Warriors look good, huh? This your year, guys. Hey, shout out to the ESPN insiders for voting Golden One Center, home of the Sacramento Kings, as the number one NBA arena. A banner will be coming soon, Bonte. We are hanging that up, baby.
That banner of being named the number one arena in the NBA. I get it. You guys hang banners for California Classics, Summer League games. You do what you do. You're right, RJ. Another banner is coming. It ain't an NBA championship banner.
Thank you, Bonte. I love you guys. Yes, you are correct. We will be hanging that banner, baby. We are proud.
Hey, the NBA Cup as well. You're not winning that either. You know that, right?
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get there. We'll get there. Long season.
RJ, you got to start listening to me, man. It's too scary up there in Fairfield. I love you, though. Hopefully the baby's good. Art Robert in Walnut Creek. Art Robert, what's happening?
Hey, thanks so much for having me on, guys. Wanted to shout out my nonprofit called YesExercise.org. We serve the Parkinson's community, but even more, like Shasky was saying, we're talking about community, bringing people together. We say you belong, have fun. What we do is provide cinema therapy, improvisation, these fun things we do online to bring people together and help them with the psychosocial, emotional issues, get them out of isolation. So please check us out, YesAndExercise.org. Peace to everybody. Thank you.
Good stuff, good stuff. Uncle Gene, Oakland. Uncle Gene, what's happening?
What's up, Uncle Gene?
Hey, guys. I'm going outside the box. I want to shout out someone named Ta-Nehisi Coates. You may know him from the Black Panther series.
Oh, famous author, Coates. Yeah, he's got a bunch of books.
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
Yep.
That's right. He's got one out now. It's called The Message, for which he's exposed some very, very uncomfortable truths, and he's been severely attacked for it, but he's standing up to it. And, I want to shout him out. He's a truly courageous man and deserves all our support.
Yep, there it is, Uncle Gene. Our boy Ray Scarbosio. Shout out to his lovely wife, Donna. They were by the gatehouse the other day. Donna always has a critique of the suits and the ties. She keeps me on my game.
Okay.
Just turned 21. I'm not going to give her real age. She just turned 21. We're going to just say 21 on the 5th. They're heading to Cabo. Happy birthday, Donna. Cabo. We love you. And how about McKenna from down in Midi? Our boy Mondo, Golden City team kid. McKenna's going to announce her top 10 later today on the colleges she wants to go to. So shout out to team
she
kid.
Pretty much can go wherever she wants.
Yeah, exactly. She can go to South Carolina. She can go to LSU. She can go to Stafford. She can go wherever the hell she wants. You're right about that. But shout out to Mondo. Shout out to Jason Kidd. Jay Kidd, Mondo, I got to hit you up. Maybe Jay Kidd to join the show day before Clay Thompson returned, because Kidd said he'll come on anytime. He loves to roast. He's a roaster.
I want
to
shout out, there's men as well, but all the moms out there that do all the legwork to prep everything, plenty of men out there as well, when it comes to Halloween. Halloween, the ladies are they're thoughtful. They have to get the costumes weeks in advance. They have to think about what it's going to look like. Sometimes you're coordinating the full family outfits at times. And, men, we're just like, yeah, whatever. Like, we're fine. Like, whatever you want to go with. And so, shout out to all the moms that are out there putting in the hard work. And shout out to all the dads who ate all the candy once everyone went to sleep last night.
Shout out to the moms, because Lord knows I can't coordinate anything. Organizing Halloween, all that stuff, that's over my head. I like, it freaks me out. I feel like Ricky Bobby's dad. It's just like, it's too much. It's too much going on here. They're doing the makeup. They're organized. So, shout out to Anna. You did a damn good job this year making us all be Frozen. Frozen characters. I was Kristoff.
Nice. Let it go.
Let it go.
Bring Giannis home to the Bay Area.
Somebody did say, shout out to Giannis. Come home. I'm reading the quote tweets from 2020, January 8th, and they are hilarious. Like, there's people mad at Bob Myers. This corny-ass organization, how are they going to set up Greek night on the day the Bucks come into town? They're tampering, next-level tampering, blah, blah, blah. It's pretty good. It's pretty good stuff.
I'm going to shout out one Benjamin Spadoni. My little guy was sick yesterday, so he couldn't do, the school parade for the elementary school where they walk around with their costumes. He couldn't go out trick-or-treating. He was heaving and hollering all night. So, love you, buddy. It's okay. I told him. I was like, hey, don't worry. You got Thanksgiving and Christmas coming around the corner. So, don't you worry, buddy. You'll get taken care of still. And he's only 5 years old. You got tons of Halloween still to go, but I felt for him. He had his Buzz, and I told him, hey, you can wear your Buzz Lightyear costume as much as you want.
Yeah.
Right, bud? Just wear it every day if you need to.
To infinity.
Wow.
And beyond.
Absolutely.
408 wants to shout us out. Y'all keep my wife and I to get ready for work. Keeps us entertained.
Thank you.
Always start our mornings on a high note. Wow, that's surprising, because there's a lot of times I come in cranky. 925, shout out to the Liberty freshman football team, currently on a 6-game win streak.
Nice.
After beating our heated rivals, Freedom High School, 38-0. And then, how about the Pittsburgh, the Mega Boys out of Pittsburgh, 6U, 8U, 10U, playing for a championship this weekend. If they win, they go to Nationals in Florida. The Mega Boys. The Mega Boys. M-E-G-A. E in San Jose. Got to clarify it. Got to know, Shasky. Hello. E in San Jose, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, boys? Hard to get on and shout out my son, Vaden Cedato. His Leland High School team just won a tough game last night, and they win next week against an undefeated team. We go to the playoffs, baby. Go Leland!
Let's go, Leland. And by the way, last shout out here before we get to Willa Marin, 612 Comcast Business Sex Line. Shout out to my daughter, Annabelle, who finished submitting all of her college applications yesterday. So proud of her hard work this fall. I'm proud of you too, Annabelle. Hell of a job there. The next step, graduating high school, going to college. You're going to make daddy cry. You're going to make mommy cry. Hell, you may make me cry because I'm thinking about the future with baby Chess. So shout out to you, Annabelle. That's how you do the damn thing. Now the tough part is done. The hard part's done. Now you get to sit back, enjoy your senior year, and just wait for a school to accept you.
You know, Bonte, I have a question for you on all... Today's All Saints Day. Tomorrow's All Souls Day. When is it appropriate for the big box stores to start playing that Christmas music?
Well, you sickos are going to do it harder. I mean, it's probably already happening.
I don't have a concrete answer. I don't know, but I think it's a little premature. But when do you think you're allowed to start transitioning?
Well, I always say, let's get through Thanksgiving first, because Thanksgiving is the best holiday of them all. Family, food, football, and some hoops.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my favorite holiday. Christmas, you know, all the month of December is just like... It's a nightmare. Baby Chance is born on December 4th, so you got the birthday. You got the birthday party. You got to get gifts. Mm-hmm. You got to set the cake. You got to get the decorations.
Her and Jay-Z, same birthday?
Well, for now, that's a good thing. For 50, now.
50 did say Jay-Z's in hiding right now.
For now, that's a good thing.
50 did have a point.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
He did have a point.
At Lakeford's wedding, we know Krzyzewski wants to talk P. Diddy all the time, baby oil stuff.
I mean,
which
it's
is
one
weird.
Of the biggest stories on the planet.
Well, and then who the girl at the table with the Severs, oh, I've been waiting for somebody to bring this up.
Oh, that's all right. I was just like, oh my God.
I felt like I was
having my game 4 Steph second half moment.
You know, well, I just came in very subtle.
Like, clear out.
I came in with the game winning shot by saying, I just hope that Jay-Z's not a part of it because I don't want to stop playing his music. So for now, it's a good thing that Baby Chess shares her birthday with the great Jay-Z. How about that? I didn't even think about that. My favorite
What's
rapper,
the name
Baby
of one
Chess
of his songs?
Who?
Jay-Z. On the Black Album, I believe it's called December 4th.
Yeah, December 4th. It's like the first song.
Yeah,
it's a great song.
No, it's great. His mom's like narrating.
Yeah, his mom's narrating.
Awesome.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
He used to bang on the table.
Yeah. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, but that's why I'm surprised you didn't know.
No, I forgot. I mean, it just slipped my mind. I didn't remember Jay-Z's birthday, even though the Black Album is great. Not my favorite album, but it is really, really good. But
Lucifer.
But as I was getting to December, this is why we need the Warriors in the playoffs. We need those playoff checks. December, Baby Jazz's birthday, you got Christmas, You got gifts, you got to get gifts for friends, and your friend circle becomes bigger and bigger and bigger, and they become family, and we got to get gifts for the show, you got to get gifts for the station, you got to get gifts for the producers, you got to get gifts for mommy and daddy, you got to get gifts for this, and all of a sudden you're just broke. And so, I like Thanksgiving. I get depressed around Christmas for some reason.
Do you cook for Thanksgiving?
Hell no, I don't cook. That's what my mom's there for. She's the best cook out there.
We got
her mac and cheese.
The Bill Burr, like, he's watching a football game, and his wife's like, well, what are we going to do for Thanksgiving? He's like, I don't know. Leave me alone. I'm watching the game. It's like, I don't know. Like, what are you going to do? You got to do something. Everybody got to bring something to the table. All right, I'll bake a pie. Yeah. And then, like, Thanksgiving Day comes around, and he's thinking, like, I'm going to sit in front of the TV and watch football all day.
All day.
And she's like, what about that pie you said you were going to make?
Also, don't forget the Secret Santas and the White Elephant stuff. And it's like, oh, Friendsgiving.
And then you have to do SantaCon.
Yeah, it's just, oh, yeah, hey, right?
Bonte, we got Black Friday football again this year, too. So not only that, we got the two-step. We got Raiders Chiefs on Black Friday this year, too.
I mean,
in Kansas City.
It's just too much. When does it stop?
I feel like Draymond a little bit.
Well, don't forget. And then after that, like...
Adam, it's too much for me.
You've got Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, that's, oh my God, that joke of a holiday. Oh my God, happy Hallmark Day.
So when is it up? Okay, the question is simple. We'll get back into sports, but the question is easy. When are you allowed to start playing the Christmas music?
I always think you got to wait till after Thanksgiving. Now, 916 says one of his associates starts playing Christmas music in his car today.
Today? That feels early.
There's a meme about it. It's like people start playing Mariah Carey music like right now. All I want for Christmas. Like, it's too much.
It's just too much.
Too much.
People already got Christmas trees, dude. It's too much. What's happened to society? I'm telling you, right this time I lose my brain, I become the sicko. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not the sicko. You're the sicko. You got five Christmas trees. You already got Christmas ornaments up already the day after Halloween. You're the sicko, not me. It's you guys.
Right? And you associate Christmas with what time of the year? Winter.
It could get cold in San Francisco.
But it's not winter yet. The last Thanksgiving week it, is fall. It turned. Yeah, no. Like, I always assume, like, after Thanksgiving, it's like, all right, now I'm officially on winter. It's fine. Yeah. Christmas time, New Year's. Let's just get through the holiday. Get through the turkey.
Yeah. All right? Let's get through the leftovers, too. Well, we got the leftovers.
The leftovers are the best part of Thanksgiving, which we all agree, which is the Friday and Saturday after. But I would say to you this. I am with you on Thanksgiving being the best holiday of them all because it's always on a Thursday.
Yes.
Okay? And so you know, I just got to mail it in for a couple of days throughout that week. And then no matter what job you're doing, and then you're just like, if I could just get to the... What? What?
You said that.
I know I did say
it. I don't mail it Thanksgiving. I go home.
For the people. This
No, I don't do that. Those people, again, you guys are part of the sickos. You think it's just a 3-day week. You should want to go harder for those 3 days. You should want to go give your best effort. Now, with that said, I'm taking a Wednesday off this year, the day before Thanksgiving. I'm like, oh, a 2-day work week sounds better than a 3-day work week. So I'm going to do a 2-day work week, but I'm going hard to paint for those 2 days. We don't nail it in. Not on this show. Uh-huh. We don't nail
it in. Absolutely. You'll be tuned in to me, who I'm assuming I'll probably be filling in for you that Wednesday. And then that Friday, I'll be in, so there you go.
Joe, let me just let you know, that Wednesday, I'm useless.
No, you're not. You got your Shasky Eats segment. What is
it? It's the best. You know you love it.
What is it called again? I don't know. What is it called? The Butcher Shop?
Food with Butcher.
Food with Butcher. There you go. There you go.
Oh, God. I mean, 415, you really got to go there. Gosh, it's always somebody. Party pooper, line one, 415.
Why are they a party pooper?
Just read the text, Shasky. Let's go to Will over ready to get back to Giannis.
Let's see. Thanksgiving. Yeah, that, okay. Yeah.
You know, it's just
if
like.
If you feel compelled to text that in, you're missing the mark.
Yeah, it's always that
you're
guy.
You're probably just miserable.
It's a miserable human
being. I choose to be happy.
I have people like that in my family that are very similar to that.
It's just you know what? This is why I love Thanksgiving. And let me just tell you, because it coincides with my birthday. But also, you get that Thursday, and then you get that Friday, right? And so, for most people, not everyone, most people, Friday, in the sports galore, because usually it's Michigan, Ohio State on that Friday,
Saturday morning.
And then the Friday, you obviously have the football stuff. But Thanksgiving night with all the football and everything that's going on, like, it is incredible.
It is incredible. 408, Shasky said that, not me. What is with the morning show work ethic? Guru always brings a strong work ethic every week. Well, Guru doesn't have
I mean, he's on the 3.5 day a week. He's got schedule.
He's got Yeah, that is Guru. It is. He does take PTO, like, once every 2 weeks, and then you never know what's starting. I bring it 100% every night, even after getting 3 hours of sleep after a late night at Chase Center. I bring it to you every. I give you everything
Bonte
I got.
Win.
Hey,
I was rooting against Bonte.
I give you everything I got. 408.
If we were gonna list the best chef or cook for a Thanksgiving to entertain all of the hosts here at 95, not there's going to be others, just all the hosts. Who do you think would whip up the meanest meal overall of all the hosts?
I'll trust any of you guys.
Honestly. And we make fun of him for this because he does, like, watch parties.
Willard?
It'd probably be Mark Willard.
I honestly think
he could put on the best party out of all of us. I don't know. I just talked over what you said, so I apologize.
Repeat it, Shasky. Repeat it, please.
I said, yeah, but I want seasoning on my food. It was
that's
joke.
What the lovely Christie is there for.
Again.
Come on.
It's on you to do it, okay?
Well, at the wedding, Michelle kind of blew Shasky out of the water with, well, Joe doesn't like seasoning.
No, she said, I didn't love spices way back in the day because my mom cooked everything.
She
chicken, broccoli, and noodles.
No, she dropped seasoning.
No, she was wrong. Seasoning. I'm always
very offended by that. The white guys always get saying no seasoning. I was like, well, first of all, I'm Italian. We literally have a seasoning called Italian seasoning, so kick rocks.
Burritos.
I mean, come on. The Verde is the best one.
Oh, man.
You guys
want to
get into
much.
Some big cap, big facts?
Let's get Will and Marin. We've been waiting on hold for 2.5 minutes. We called on him. Will, bring us back to y'all. Bring us back to. Hey, you're right, 707. My mom does make some mean greens. Will and Marin, what's happening?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, thank you for letting me enjoy the show for a little bit. But not first, I just want to shout out my mom. I'm a new father. She made me and my brothers look very easy. So shout out, mom. I love you.
Congratulations, Will.
You are the best. thank you guys. Thank you guys so much. I just about Giannis. Like, to me, I'm just like looking at it as like kind of like devil's advocate, right? Like, us not wanting Giannis would have been like the boys not going up to Linden for Judge, right? Like, why wouldn't we want Giannis? Like, I get it. Like, and Shasky makes a great point. Like, we're trotting out people that aren't the greatest shooters and they're getting stuff done. I think Giannis takes care of a ton of blue-collar stuff that we don't do well. Like, he makes rebounding just so much better. I think that, you know, he makes other teams have to respect us in the paint and other things like that. I just think that he opens up the floor more for everybody, and it's like, I get it. You may not want to give, you always have to like give to receive, but when you're, my thing in a trade is, rather anything in life, whatever you're trading, if you're getting the best piece, regardless of what you're giving up, you've won the trade. And Giannis, with whatever we're going to give up outside of Curry, is probably going to be the best piece. So why not take that? And I think he's going to, you know, he wants to be here. And I love it how they're doing Greek Night. It's just like the boys going up to Linden. It's great marketing. I hope we can get them. And I honestly, I'm in the camp of them winning games too, Bob. Bring it.
Hey, did you like that tampering, Will? Was that next level tampering or what?
Hey, keep it up, big dog. You're doing the Lord's work out here for us. Keep that up.
Maybe I could take off the suit and just put on a flannel like I used to wear all the time. Remember my little flannels? I miss those flannels. Still got them hung up in the closet. But,
That was
going to
Papa days.
There you go, the Papa days. That was actually, you know what, Will? That was the BSG days.
Oh.
We didn't last a year, but it was a hell of a 7-month stretch for us.
It was a run.
It was a good run. It was one of those, like, we're like the Florida Marlins. We won a championship, then it just all imploded during the pandemic.
Count the Bucks. We're the Milwaukee Bucks.
Does that make Steiny Dame Lillard?
Draw that.
Guru's Middleton. He's missing all this time.
That makes Guru Gary Sheffield. It makes Steiny Jeffrey Loria, the owner, who they had to take the team from.
I would say more Conine. Mr. Marlin.
Who's Steiny? No, stop kissing his ass. He ain't Mr. Marlin.
Who's David Sampson?
Well, he was not actually on the 97 Marlins.
Yeah, you know, which Marlins team were we talking
about
here?
No, he didn't take over. His stepfather didn't buy the team till 2001 or something.
I would be Jim Leland in 97. I'd be Jack McKeon in the other team. Or I could be Dontrell.
Burning heaters, you know, in
what
the dugout.
You know what it is? You know what it is? Actually, I'm Dontrell Willis.
That's 2003.
Guru's Juan Pierre.
Okay.
And Steiny would be David Sampson. But it was a hell of a run. We won a championship. We did.
It is funny.
It is funny.
Does that make Madsen the producer, Miguel Cabrera?
Oh, I like that. By the way, Kyle Madsen, it's not lost on me what he did. And I love you, Madsen.
What? Okay.
But I love what you did.
Get the chopper.
I love what he did.
What happened?
And I saw this on the internet. Speaking of ESPN 1320.
Tell me.
Lubman and Spadoni dressed up. And I had no idea. They dressed up as Shasky Abonte.
Okay.
It was a very creative idea. Etta loved it. Everybody loved it. It was a hilarious segment. Maybe our best segment all year.
A part of me felt attacked, and I also felt so happy that they had the guts to do that.
Yes, I did.
We were NBC authentic.
That was good. Kyle Madsen and James Hamm dressed up as KC and D'Lo.
Oh.
A day after Spadoni and Lubman did it. And part of me thinks Madsen... Look, Jay-Z did a lot, kind of biting people style, but putting your own twist on it.
Oh, yeah, you saw all the videos that I've known forever?
No, I've done that
ever. Stealing Slick Rick's lines?
Yeah, I mean, we know all about that. Hey, it's all good. We've all stolen something from somebody once upon a time.
We call it repackaging.
There you go. That's what Madsen did. I feel like he kind of repackaged Lubman and Spadoni's idea.
I have to see what it looks like. I don't know. Did he post it?
Yeah, they posted it.
Okay.
Yes, but Donnie's black.
Where was that from?
I don't know.
By the way, shout out to Alina, 650's daughter, has a ballet competition this weekend, and they're trophy hunting. Oh, my God. Oh, that's next level ballet. Can you imagine saying that? My daughter Alina, she has a ballet competition this weekend, and we are trophy hunting.
It's pretty good, actually. I'm looking at there.
It is really good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It is really good.
I just, you know, Damien, I know you can get away with it. I'm just not going to go like the capri pants tucked up slightly.
I don't know
how he does that.
He pulls it off.
I didn't say
well.
He didn't. I said I couldn't.
No. How about this, though? as we talk, Giannis, and we're going to get back here because Matt DeHegan just had a meeting with us yesterday, somewhere about 8:45 and through 9 o'clock.
He gets hour.
Yeah.
What?
I just can't get over this text, Comcast Business Text Line. I don't know why, because my daughter was in ballet for about a year. Shout out to my daughter, Alina, who I hope does very well. She has a ballet competition this weekend, and we are trophy hunting. Let's freaking go. Now, the pressure he just put on his daughter to win a trophy in a ballet competition. Shouldn't everybody get trophies? What are we doing here?
You play to win the game. I mean, it's pretty straightforward to me. I've said this forever, and it is true. Like at the end of the day, does it matter if you win or lose? No. It's a hell of a lot more fun when you win.
Oh, my God.
It just is.
It's just that, but it's true.
Now, here's what I would say.
Think about the intensity. This young lady's going to go into that competition ready to roll. So, I'm thinking to myself, damn. It's just 9 years old.
No, what
ballet?
Doesn't matter? No. The Irish dancing community is very dedicated, and they go at it. So I have my niece, one of the triplets, Elizabeth. She's an excellent Irish dancer, and they go all over the place. I mean, all over the place. Jim's daughter, Emma, is also a competitive Irish dancer. Yeah. I think they're at different schools, and the names are evading me. But the whole world of dancing, my sister did it forever. She did ballet, jazz, tap, hip-hop. She did it all. And it's... You want to say competitive? It's a whole nother, like, it's an ecosystem that I was unaware of.
Well, Safeway Fillmore, California is closing here. Man, that's had a hell of a run. 888-957.
Don't leave anything in your car in that parking lot.
You can leave stuff in your car. I've parked there many times, Shaz. Stop. Don't stereotype us out there in Fillmore, California.
No, any Safeway, Monte.
No.
The one on Mission near my mom's house, never, ever leave anything in your car.
I just think that's San Francisco
in
general.
That's just everywhere.
Or in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Just
honestly,
don't leave
if you're in, like, even in your, like, nicer neighborhood, just don't do it. It's dumb. Like,
I don't leave
people. It's like, I don't lock my doors. Like, well, you should always, like, what
no,
are you doing?
No, you lock your doors. Yes. I'm with you.
Do you know, oh my gosh, this happened the other night. I got to share the story. We're going to get the Big Cat Big Facts in just a second.
Hear ye. Quiet down. The king has something to say. Your Majesty, could you please tell us a king's tale from your travels across the realm?
Oh, the king's tale? What is the king's tale?
I didn't vote for you!
So it's a quick tale. Happened the other night. So we got a new babysitter. Shout out Dasha. We appreciate you very much. Had a hell of a time with baby Chaz on her first day. And they took my car seat out of the car so she could use it, put it in her car and whatnot. And I forgot to close the back door. So I walked to my car in the morning.
The door was
and
open.
And doors wide open. I kind of like creep up to the door, make sure nobody was in there.
Oh my God.
To see if the window was broke. Nothing got stolen. Everything was there. But the door was open all the time.
Oh my God. Were the seats dewy?
Seats are actually not bad. Yeah. No, they weren't dewy at all.
Really?
And I said, Andy, you realize you left my door open? Oh, I know, I've been sick. I'm sorry. Oh my God, did anybody take anything? No, thank God they didn't. I'm checking the glove department. I'm just like, check the trunk. And just like, what? I couldn't believe it. So, that's a tale right there. Thankfully, nothing got stolen. People respected the Batmobile. They said, the Batmobiles is probably airing out.
They rummaged through it as quickly as they possibly could.
And saw noticed that nothing
There's
was there.
There's nothing in here.
Or maybe they just saw the press conference. It's like, oh, that's the key. We can't mess with this stuff. Ah, oh, you like that.
I did.
You like that.
I did like
that. Do you like Giannis? Oh, legal? Play them damn legal, Spadoni.
I need the film on one.
Yeah. Come on, you know the drill. You already forget. It is ADD hour on this show.
It's time for you to do the legal.
Good Lord.
And it ain't not time for the legal.
There you go. You're listening to 957 The Game.
Before I pass you this, let's get legal.
Hey, KGMG FM and AC1 San Francisco. An Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. All right, we're a little behind here. So let's get to Big Cat Big Facts. And then we got the Friday Flush. So Big Cat Big Facts, who's setting this up? Who's got the big facts? Let's go.
On the morning roast, we're all about keeping it 100.
Big facts.
Meaning they like agree with something or what you're saying is 100% truthful.
That's because we bring you the facts and call out the cap.
What does big cap mean?
It means a lot.
So let's play some big cap or big facts.
There's a lot of caps
on the morning roast.
There's a lot of capping going on when it comes to Giannis.
Let's start there, boys.
Oh.
Big cap or big facts? Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak.
That's the part you messed up.
Yeah, I know.
Trust me, I'm there.
He will finish this season in a Bucks uniform. Big cap or big facts?
Big facts. He'll be dealt in the offseason.
It's big cap as I wear my fireman hat. I'm not Fireman Ed, I'm Fireman Shask. And let me tell you this right now. This guy, there's a 5-alarm fire going on in Milwaukee. I don't know if you know this. And the water hose that's going to slow this thing down is a Warrior trade. It's happening. He's getting traded. They're done. It's over. They're not getting better. Giannis is out of there. And he's out of there because it's getting early quick.
It gets late early out there.
Whatever the
Shout out Yogi Berra.
There you go.
It gets late early out there, and you're 1-4.
What did I say? It gets early quick?
Yeah. It gets late early out there.
Mispronunciation of the year.
Oh, man. That's all good. That's
all right. Good. We'll go.
What did I say? The pot kettle black or something like that?
Yes, that's all right. We're roasting here.
It's the ADD hour.
I have it bad.
It's a feel-good Friday here on the roast. All right. We'll move on. Right now, the Golden State Warriors are third. They're the third seed of the season ended today. 5 games in. It's early. But you got the Thunder, you got the Suns, you got the Warriors. Big cap, big facts. Warriors will be a playoff team lock this season. Big cap, big facts.
Oh, that's easy. Big facts.
And we're not talking play it. Like, you, no,
we're talking top six.
Top six
team. This is a top six team. And I'm very close to saying this team could make a deep playoff run. I'm not there yet. I'm getting close. Trust me. I'm feeling it right now. I'm feeling it. Buddy Hield, wow. I didn't know the guy could do what he's doing right now with the bag. Going to the rack. The 12 deep. I like what I'm seeing. It is a fact. Big fact. They are a top six team this year in the Western Conference.
Yeah, I'd be happy either way. I'd be happy either way. Either they don't make it or they do. No, I'm just teasing. They've got to make it. I mean, yes, I'm going to go big facts. There's no doubt about it. Where is our 49er helmet that I brought in? My 1970s 49er helmet. Did someone steal it?
Probably.
I'm looking for it here in the studio.
I remember one time I brought a smoothie in here, my little green juice, and then I came back the next day, half of it was drunk.
People take my yogurt here, too. I don't know what's going on.
I'm going to say facts. They're going to be a top six team this year, especially after the Giannis trade.
All right, boys. We just had the Dodgers win the World Series over the New York Yankees. Big cap, big facts. You're feeling optimistic about the San Francisco Giants' chances in the NL West within the next, Sam Lubin put this, next four years.
Oh, you're optimistic. Gosh. Come on, man.
Four years.
Might not be live on Sunday.
Let's just go next season. I'm going to call an audible here.
Do you feel
optimistic about the Giants next year and their chances in the NL West?
Lubin put in a question with a four-year grace period.
The Giants basically were mathematically eliminated with a month to go, right? We all agree, right?
Some may say they were eliminated in May.
I will say this. I think this team this year, they're going to make some moves this offseason. I don't know what they are. I think they're going to start with some trades. I think this team this year will be in the mix until the final 14 days of the season. And I think it'll make everyone really, really encouraged. I'm thinking 2009-like vibes.
Optimistic about the next season.
Big facts. I'm very optimistic.
You know what?
I'm optimistic, Bonte.
I feel good today. I feel like a homer. Big facts. They'll be in a race. They're back. It's Buster Posey's Giants. Let's go. Moving on, Spadoni. Let's go.
We're moving on. Let's go to football, boys. And right now, the NFC West is as such. Cardinals, 4-4, first in the division. Tied with the 49ers. Niners are 2. Seahawks, 3. All at 4-4. You got the Rams at 3-4 coming up the rear. Big cap, big facts. The 49ers are a lock to win this division this season. Big cap, big facts.
I'm going to say big cap. They are not a lock. They're not. They're just not. They're not. Right now. I'm going off of right now. Things could change quickly. I have to see another month of good football before I'm ready to buy in. So as of right now, I'm going to go cap.
I'm a homer. I'm home team today. sitting back with the binoculars. I told you something was cooking in Arizona. Didn't I say something sneaky down there happened in the desert? But you know what? The Bears are going to do our work for us. Caleb Williams down in the desert against Kyler. Somehow, some way. Look, I wouldn't bet the game because bets go to die in the desert. That Cardinals team is sneaky good, dude. They get on my nerves. I knew something was brewing down there with that team. Well, with that said, if this is the last dance with this core group, they will win the West. They will win the West on the last day of the regular season down in Glendale, Arizona, against those feisty Arizona Cardinals. So big facts, baby. Big facts. Facts, facts, nothing but facts for me today.
Sticking on the 49ers, big cap, big facts.
Oh, we got another one, bonus.
They are going to make, bonus, because the trade deadline, gentlemen, coming up on Tuesday. They're going to make a quote-unquote big move prior to Tuesday's trade deadline.
I don't think that big move's out there for them to make. I don't think they have a lot of wiggle room for it. They're going to make moves around, if they're going to, it's going to be a one or two moves around, like, adding depth. It's going to be a rotational player as opposed to a starter or an impact player.
Gosh. I'll go cap. But I still want to go big facts because I think John Lynch is working those fall lines. I think he's dialing up everybody. He's checking in on Myles Garrett. He's checking in on Za'Darius Smith. He's checking in with the Miami Dolphins. He's checking in on everybody.
Jadeveon Clowney.
Jadeveon Clowney. Where's he at right now?
Carolina.
Oh, my gosh. Ooh. Bring him out to the West Coast, even though I think he's underwhelming, but can use all the bodies.
He doesn't need to be a one or a two.
DeForest Buckner? DeForest Buckner, get him out here.
That would be a big move.
Huge. I'll go big cap for now, but I'm you know what, the hell with it. Big facts. Lynch is making a home run splash for the Niner faithful. Let's go. We're making the Super Bowl push. He's working the deal. By the time the deadline coming out, Adam Schefter will have the alert. And John Lynch and the 49ers strike again, baby. They're going to strike gold. And it's going to be DeForest Buckner, number 99. Let's go. Buck's coming back. Call him a shot.
Did you guys see, as we wind down big cap, big facts here, former San Francisco 49er, and I guess you can call him a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, although he like never came to camp, Randy Gregory trying out for the Seahawks this week.
Oh, my God.
49er legend. Sorry.
He did make a couple plays.
Yeah, the first game, I think I called that. I was like, he'll have a sack in his first game. That's all he did.
Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't stick around here, man. Weed is great in the Bay Area.
In Seattle, too.
Seattle, they do got good kush. Moving on here. Even though I've never smoked in Seattle. Moving on. Let's move
to the point of saying that.
I don't know. It's the wacky hour. Friday flush, Bedoni. Give yourself
a breath. Sure, it is time, Bonte. Thank you so much for the Friday flush, where we flush the worst take of the week. Or it's not really a take this week, but we're going to call it a take. Presented by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. For all your plumbing needs, go check out flowingwater.net. And this week, ladies and gentlemen, we are flushing one Trayvon Diggs, who had a back and forth with a Dallas reporter after the team's loss on Sunday night. Take a listen.
How that whole play after you took from that? You don't know football. You can't do nothing that I do. You can't go out there and do nothing. Stay in your lane, buddy. Stop playing me, bro.
Just asking a question, Trayvon. I mean, I'm happy to have you answer the question.
How that whole play that you took from that? That's what you got from that? That whole play that you got from that?
I'm asking.
We can talk about it more. What were you doing?
And that was the Friday Flush presented by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. Be sure to check out their website at flowingwater.net. And Trayvon Diggs has since apologized to that reporter.
That's good.
Back to you, Bonte.
Way to be a big man, Trayvon Diggs. That's how you do business. Take accountability. Be a grown-up. Let's go. But the Cowboys are a mess. We don't have to worry about those jokers anymore. Our mega team means mind elevated, game accelerated. That's a Pittsburgh team that's playing for nationals this week. So I want you guys to win. Let me know. Send us a text and let us know what the results are over the weekend here.
I'm looking at Cam Newton on the television. What is with Cam looking like he's out of New Orleans in the 1900s?
Somebody said, it was a good one. They said, Cam Newton looks like he drives a hot air balloon. That was pretty good. I don't know if I just saw that on the Comcast text line or Twitter. Incredible. That was like, damn. That was stop me in my text. I said, that's pretty good. That's really pretty good.
What are the outfits, though? He wears these hats, these top hats, and like he's just got sweaters. And like, what is he wearing?
I don't know.
Just like you guys are talking about Damian of 1320, like pulling off, like he can pull off that outfit,
though. He can. D-Lo KC, the best dressed radio show in the history of radio, sports radio. Not even close, huh? Them dudes walking up to the sports station with Gucci pouches, man.
Well, I know. I want to know what the budget is for the wardrobes on that show.
We know Sacramento Stacy was up there, man, so the budget was was a lot bigger than ours.
Who's the best dressed person in sports?
Ooh. That's a great question. I don't know.
It's not Peyton Manning. He's always wearing like a golf polo with like, you know, like dad pants and stuff.
Honestly, former San Francisco 49ers quarterback, it might be Jimmy Garoppolo.
He wore a lot of
Travis Matthews stuff, though.
He looked at a lot of suits.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Tom Brady. I mean, I saw you and Tom Brady chopping it up last week, right, Bonte?
Well, I didn't get a word in. I just, you know, took a photo. That's it. That didn't really.
Did you tell him that you didn't want him a couple years ago? That Shasky did?
Well, no. I told him that Shanahan didn't want him.
Oh.
It's not up to me. I'm just a dumb hot jock, hot shock, whatever you call a shock jock on the radio. That's Shanahan's problem, not mine. Because you know what? If they would have signed Brady, you know what Bonte Hill would have done? Boy, we got the GOAT. We got the GOAT. Tom Brady. Boy, pivot, don't panic.
Sorry,
right?
Joe. We got the GOAT.
So we got the GOAT. Hey, Montana, man. You know what? I thought you were the GOAT. But then I saw Brady throw that ball in training camp. I was like, yeah, this guy's the one. Like, yeah, that would have happened. Best believe that. What my decision was Shanahan's decision. And you weren't the only one who wanted Tom Brady. All right, we got to go. More coming up, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.